guys. Thanks for tuning in to episode 8 of the Music Biz Out of Bounds podcast. This is yours truly, Maria Dion, founder and artist management consultant for Sparkswood Management LLC, based in the Midwest. Thank you for all the returning listeners. I greatly appreciate the fact that you keep coming back for more. That just lets me know that I'm on the right path and I'm going to keep it up. And I welcome all new listeners. I promise you will not be disappointed. The whole entire goal of this podcast is to kind of find gaps between the things that people are already talking about and give you a different perspective, some things that you may have overlooked or may not have necessarily known about that can help jolt you forward into that momentum you need to continue moving towards your goals and that beautiful, beautiful vision of a music career or music business that you had in mind when you first decided music industry is what you wanted. So, without further ado, let's get started. Okay, so I've been reading this book by John C. Maxwell called Developing the Leader Within You. And in this book, he talks about understanding what hinders a vision. And it had me thinking about how musicians or artists, rappers, singers, songwriters, whatever the case is, most of the time, a lot of creative people do not get support from family and friends, right? They all say we're crazy or you need a regular job to sustain until you get there, blah, 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 all this other stuff. And we tend to label them as haters and then we try to shy away from them. However, some of these people who don't necessarily believe in it and try to steer us away from it, they're usually very important people in our lives. For example, it could be your mom, your dad, your brother, someone in very close proximity to where it's hard to just kind of delete or hold that relationship off. And so to give you guys a little bit of clarity and help you relax a bit about the people that you need, because if we're being honest, we understand that we need a team of people, right? And usually the team of people who support us first are those close family and friends. However, I want to make sure that when you get them involved, that you are very, very aware that they have some qualities that could kill your vision or is part of the reason why your vision does not have that intensity and momentum that it had in the beginning, okay? And so according to John C. Maxwell, there are 10 vision killers, y'all. Like, well, he didn't say it this way. This is just how I interpreted, okay? When I seen it, I was like, oh my God, those are vision killers. I have to tell everybody. So, briefly, I'm going to go through each one. And I encourage you to go get this book if you are interested in more detail. Because I could be here all day talking about this. And again, I want to keep this under 20 minutes. So, I'm just going to tell y'all each one. And I'm sure as I'm reading them off, you'll be able to identify some of those people in your family, some of your friends, or some people that you just, you know, met at networking events. And the minute you told them about a great idea that you had, they instantly fell into one of these categories. So beware, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So the first vision killer is called a limited leader. So this person lacks vision or the ability to pass on it. So what does that mean? Lack of vision. Have you ever had this really grand idea and somebody told you that that was too big? That is someone who doesn't have vision. That's someone who likes to play small. And if that's not you, back away from that. Be very, very careful when you talk to people who are limited leaders, okay? Because leaders have vision. So the fact that you have this grand vision to stop working that 9 to 5 and find a way to make a living from your music career, you're already a leader, okay? And so don't let limited leaders come around you and dim your light and compact your vision into this small thing. No. So beware of those people. The second vision killer is a concrete thinker. So Concrete thinkers, they see things as they are and not as they could be. Have you ever had an idea where you were like, oh my God, if we could just do this and this and this, that this could turn into this? And then certain people are like, no, that's not gonna happen because this is like this and that's just how it is. It can't be anything else because that is what it is. I'm looking at it right here. That's what it is. And that's it. You definitely have to be aware of those people because you're visionary already, right? You're a leader. You have this big vision. So people who have concrete thinking, people who see things as they are, they can't possibly be visionaries because in order to be a visionary, you have to see things for how they could be. So any people coming to mind when I say those two? Because I know I can think of a couple people that fall in those first two. All right, so let's see. We got number three, dogmatic talkers. So these are people who have strong beliefs and they just hold those beliefs to be true. Most of the time, these people don't even really know if it's true. It's just because if a lot of people, not even really a lot of people, just the majority of the people they know have that belief, then oh my God, it must be true. There's no possible way that there could be another perspective. Wrong. You don't want to be around dogmatic talkers because again, they stop you from taking action towards your vision because they're like, yo, this is what it is and I believe this to be true and there's no possible way that there could be anything else. Let me tell you something. People hate to be wrong. Okay? It's one of the most uncomfortable feelings. So, because people hate to be wrong, they'll have strong beliefs and they'll stand on them. So beware of dogmatic talkers. The fourth one is continual losers. Now these are people who don't learn from experiences and then destroys everyone's possibility of trying again. These are people who have no hope. Okay? And people who don't have any hope, I can tell you right now, it's because they didn't learn anything. They didn't learn nothing, no lesson, no idea, nothing. They didn't learn anything from whatever experience it was that they went through. Beware of people like that, okay? Because these kind of people tend to think that life happens to them all the time, that they just sitting there chilling, they ain't doing nothing, they ain't saying nothing, everything is just coming at them full speed ahead, okay? So you really, really, really want to be aware of these people. Do not be around continual losers, okay? Because the biggest thing that can stop you from success is not being able to learn. You have to learn. And a part of learning is not knowing and failing. The crazy part is, think about this. When kids first learn to walk and they fall down, no one goes, oh my God, she's never going to get back up again, right? When baby falls, it's like, oh, you can do it. Come on, stand up again. Try it again. It's crazy how we go from that to, oh my God, I'll never love again. Oh my God, like, I can't leave this job because I won't be able to find another job. That's the craziest shit I've ever heard of. So beware of people who do that and take note if you're doing that. Because if you are doing some of that, 9 times out of 10 is because you was hanging around a continual loser. You learned that from somewhere, okay? Again, remember, you are a leader. So you want to make sure that you keep that big vision and find the people who can add to that vision. All right, so let's go to number five, satisfied sitters. Now, satisfied sitters are people who are complacent with things, perfectly comfortable, satisfied with what they have. They don't want nothing else. You know, I dated a dude who told me that I'll never be satisfied. And you know what? I was like, you damn right, because I'm not complacent. I understand that things may be okay right now, but boy oh boy, things could be so much better than what they are. Like, they could. So I had this huge vision and he was just complacent. Not gonna work, right? So when you think about that in terms of your career or your business, you don't want people who are complacent with things. You want people who gonna go hard, go big, or take their ass home. So beware of complacent sitters because they could keep you in one spot to where you can't even really, you know, you have this vision, but you're not really taking those steps to get there because you're cool with everything being the way it is right now. You're complacent. So beware of those kind of people. So number six, tradition lovers. Now, tradition lovers are people who like things the way they've always been. You know what? These are people who are stuck in the past. You ever heard a community of people complain about a neighborhood when, you know, people who come in a community bought land and want to develop what they call it, gentrification? Sad part is gentrification has developed a negative connotation because of tradition lovers, okay? They love looking at that raggedy-ass apartment building over there because it's our raggedy-ass apartment building and it's always been like that and we good. Well, here's the problem with that thinking. First of all, it was never always a raggedy-ass building. Something with life was there before, and then it got decayed. And then someone else comes in and they see the things that could be, and they start moving on that vision to develop what could be in there. Here come the traditional lovers, because they like how things always been. Because why? Complacent. Because it's comfortable. They don't know what to expect, which may require them to do something. See how all of this stuff kind of fit in? Some people are actually more than one of these things. I'm just, you know, going through the list because he said it's 10 of them. So I can see multiple qualities in like a few people. So traditional lovers or tradition lovers are people who just like things the way they've always been. So when you're talking about a vision, you got to understand that you're talking about moving forward, which means your future is going to look much different than the past and where you are right now. So tradition can't be dominant in that. So beware of people who are like, nah, don't do that because we like this because this is the way it's always been. 7, census taker. These are people who love to be with a group and does what the census does. Everybody has to come to a conclusion and then we're going to do what everybody says. Those are census takers. I'm only going to do what the group say we're going to do. Bullshit. I am an individual. Now, we could be in a group and everybody can, you know, have an idea of what we want to do. But if I'm an individual and I'm agreeing to a census of people, then that means I'm going to be dissatisfied because I won't be pleased. I'm doing what the census says that we have to do. And here's the sad part. It's usually not a census that's based on an actual agreement. It's usually one person who's the visionary, okay? One person who has the best vision or bigger vision, and everybody else is too scared to tell their actual opinion to make sure that everybody gets a little bit of what they want. I'm just keeping it 100. That's usually what happens. So census takers are people who just, they love to be around a group of people, and so they just go where everybody else goes simply because they love being around a group of people. You can't be a leader if you love being around a group of people and doing what everybody else is saying. I'm just saying, you can't have your music career or your music business thrive too busy worried about what the consensus think. Just saying, it don't work like that. We almost there, y'all. So we at number 8. Number 8 are problem perceivers. These are people who see problems with no solutions. Oh my God, I hate these people. And probably, I'm not gonna say I hate these people, that's a strong one, but I hate that kind of thinking. Like, I'm a problem solver, okay? I took this StrengthsFinders assessment, and it told me that my number one strength was restorative. Like, I thrive off of solving problems. And also when those top 5 strengths were strategic. So the fact that I know how to sift and sort through things and see things from different patterns, make connections and to solve a problem and give a solution. Oh, it is a pet peeve to be around people who just keep throwing problems. I'm like, okay, so how are we gonna fix it? Problem. How are we gonna fix it? Problem. Like, ooh, I just wanna wring people's neck when they do that. And I'm telling you right now, if you're a musician, artist, rapper, whatever, you listening to this and you're thinking about hitting Sparks What Up, if you are the kind of person that only see problems, don't come over here. I'll tell you that right now, because it's not gonna work. Because if you're not working towards a solution, we gonna butt heads. Now, I'm not saying you can't see a problem, because in order to have a solution, right, we gotta recognize that there's a problem. But problem perceivers, they only see problems. They don't even entertain a solution. Stay away from those people, because success involves overcoming obstacles. And you don't want to be around people that every time an obstacle comes, they go like, oh, they go to obstacle, oh, They go another one up. They go another one. By the time you look up, you got a pile of 20 damn problems and then no solutions. Do you know how demotivating that is? I'm just saying. So beware of problem perceivers. Number 9, self-seekers. These are people who live for themselves and themselves only. Now, don't get me wrong. Life, to a certain degree, you must be selfish because you must be clear on what it is that you want. However, we live in a world full of people. You have to be courteous and respectful to other people. You can still get what it is that you want with involving other people, not compromising yourself, and not compromising others. That's just you pretty much finding those people that you are aligned with or can be in alignment with to get what it is that you want. So the worst thing that you could do as a visionary is, or a leader, is to go find someone on your team who's a self-seeker. Because if you're talking about team, then that means other people are important. Self-seekers don't care. They live for themselves. They're going to look at the whole entire picture to say, what can I get out of this? They're not even going to consider, well, what can I get out of this? And how does me getting that affect everyone else? So those are really, 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 really dangerous people. And then number 10, the last vision killer, is failure forecasters. So these are people who always see things in a negative way. These are the same kind of people like those problem perceivers. If every time a situation occurs, they're not able to see good and bad, that's a red flag. If they always looking at everything that happened. So for example, a breakup, and you always talking about what happened to you in a negative way. You don't never sit down and say, okay, well, you know, there were some good coming up. No, if you can't see the glass half full and half empty, which is the whole entire picture, then you're not a visionary. You have to be able to see the whole entire picture so that you can learn, figure out what you got to do next, make your adjustments so you can keep moving towards that vision. So you have to beware of people who always see things in a negative way, because how are you ever going to be happy? How are you ever going to have, you know, be hopeful? How are you ever going to be optimistic if you're always around people who are nagging, yang, always got some mess to say? So these are the 10 vision killers, and I got so excited when I seen it because I was like, oh my God, right? People walking around here calling people quote-unquote haters, and it's amazing how many haters are out there, but then no one ever really admits to being a hater. So in case you were wondering what types of haters there are, ladies and gentlemen, according to John C. Maxwell's book, Developing the Leader Within You, there are 10 types of haters. Now, I'm going to recap this and then I'm going to sign out because pushing that 20-minute mark, y'all, okay? So, again, I hope y'all was keeping up. If not, I'm going to recap this real quick and then that's it. So, 10 types of vision killers. These are the 10 vision killers that are in your life. Beware. 1, limited leaders. They have lack of vision. 2, concrete thinkers. They see things as they are and not what they could be. 3, dogmatic talkers. They have strong beliefs that are held to be true, usually not fact-based. 4, continual losers. These are people who do not learn from experiences and destroy everyone's possibility of trying again. 5, satisfied sitters. They are complacent with things. 6, tradition lovers. These are people who like things the way they've always been. 7, census takers. They love to be with a group of people and does whatever the census does. 8, problem perceivers. These are people who only see problems with no solutions. 9, self-seekers. These are people who only live for themselves, disregard other people. And 10, failure forecasters. These are people who always see things in a negative way. Now, I suggest you to go back and do a quick recap of the people in your life and the people that are on your team and the people you are trying to get involved in your music career. If they fall in any of these 10 categories, anytime you bring up your music career, if they're not excited and hopeful and okay, well, let's figure out how to do it, I will caution you to put them at a distance and be optimistic that the right people will come. Do not involve them in your business, because you will create resistance and it's going to take you even more time to get where you're trying to go because you're involving the wrong people. Okay? So that's all I have for y'all this time. Until next time, I love y'all. Have a good day. Peace.